Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton, is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, 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 now.
Good Tuesday evening to you, and welcome to the national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Now, of course, I am Shayla, and I'm excited that you've opted to join us live for this broadcast. It is Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Welcome to a new week and a brand new episode for us. Now, I trust you're having a great week thus far. Can you believe it? We're practically approaching the conclusion of June 2017, and it's been a great one for Let's Talk America Radio. We are broadcasting here on a very special edition of Let's Talk America Radio. Now, stay with us for the upcoming summer months for more original programming and balanced news talk just for you. We have some unique and engaging content aimed to keep you informed in a very timely manner. After all, you are super busy, and we recognize that. Please remember that we offer quality and professional news talk in a very congested and busy industry. I don't need to tell you that there are lots of options out there, but very few continue to offer you professional news talk in a way that you and your family know that you're being informed in an ideal manner. Now, if this is your very first time tuning in to the broadcast, we certainly welcome you and we hope you return. And do remember that you can listen to this episode again at your convenience by simply visiting www.ltaradio.com. And there we offer podcast episodes at your convenience. You can listen to the entire show or only parts or specific interviews on the different segments of the show. So do enjoy. Do know that Let's Talk America Radio is a national award-winning family radio program offering informative news talk for every single member of your household, regardless of generation. We've had the amazing opportunity to air for the last 4 years, and we have continued to present the exclusive interviews with so many leading advocates and celebrity experts. And we cover diverse topics. Now, we will continue to highlight issues related to your health, law, politics, education, business, finance, music, pop culture, and so much more. Right now, I would please ask that you use the hashtag LTA Radio. Use the hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, on your favorite social media outlet. And that way, others know that you are tuned in. If you're on Twitter, join us. Use the hashtag, Snapchat, if you're on Pinterest, or famous Facebook. Now, using the hashtag LTA Radio serves two purposes. One, it allows us to find you because we often go searching for the hashtag LTA Radio. And again, it allows your family, friends, colleagues, or random strangers, whoever you're connected with on social media, know that you're tuned in to quality news talk for every single member of your household. Now, tonight's edition is a very special one, and we will continue to impress and inform you. Let's get informed with the trending issues. Now, I did mention earlier that tonight was a very special exclusive edition, and it is. We are so excited to present an exclusive interview with Emmy-winning journalist and television personality Meredith Vieira. Now, she joins us tonight, and she is taking on a new role. She's now working to raise awareness about osteoporosis. That's right, the O word. It's a disease she has a personal connection with that impacted her mother and millions of other Americans. Now, she's joined by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Susan Bacotti of UCLA Health Department. Please message a friend right now and let her know that we are discussing something very critical. Also, cataracts are one of the most common eye health conditions associated with aging. Now, today, more than 24 million Americans age 40 and over have cataracts. Now, we speak exclusively to Dr. Lawrence Woodard, and he's a leading consultant to Alcon and medical director of Omni Eye Services in Atlanta. And we talk about the importance of eye health and cataracts. This is a very important interview for everyone, so do stay tuned in. Also, professional athletes prove to us that determination, resiliency, focus, and teamwork are key on the playing field. But former pro ice hockey star Brian Bickle joins us tonight because he shares another battle that he is facing. He knows firsthand all about a chronic medical condition known as relapsing multiple sclerosis, and he speaks with us exclusively, and he will be joined by his own personal physician, neurologist Dr. Timothy Vernashen. So you want to stay tuned in. This interview is for someone you know, okay? And lastly, July the 4th, Independence Day, is right around the corner. That's right. And we are joined by best-selling cookbook author Parker Wallace. She shares some easy and healthier recipe options for the holiday gathering. And you want to hear this brief interview, especially if you want to keep that weight goal you probably set back in January of this year intact. So stay with us. As you can see, Let's Talk America Radio offers versatility each and every week. After all, you deserve to stay informed, and we seek the leading celebrity guests and experts that's able to give you all the information you need and more. Now, of course, our signature In the News will air in mere minutes, and this is where we highlight the top trending news of the day. And of course, it's been a very busy day. If you have not caught television or radio, or you've not gone online to Twitter, you want to stay with us because there's a lot going on. We love timely news, great talk, and also phenomenal music. And I'm so excited to present the debut, the international debut of a song by rapper El Hustle featuring K. John. So you want to certainly check it out, okay? It's a complete show, but it's a brief one, so stay with us. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio, where we offer news, talk, and music.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Herrero, and I just love listening to Shayna Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shayna.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
It was out of love, a true love story of deception, grace, and forgiveness, by sensational author James Marr. It's a powerful book that will truly inspire you. In this bizarre but true love story, a husband unravels the mystery surrounding his wife's 30-year deception and discovers the true meaning of God's grace and forgiveness. All readers will gain from this phenomenal life story. Get a copy of the book for yourself or for a loved one. Download the free ebook at www.itwasoutoflove.com. Again, get your free ebook version of this phenomenal book by visiting www.itwasoutoflove.com. It Was Out of Love, a true love story of deception, grace, and forgiveness, by author James Marr. Welcome back, everyone. With each and every episode, we would always like to acknowledge and thank our national sponsors and partners. Your support truly is priceless. Now, if you are listening to my voice and you are with an organization and you are looking for innovative ways to reach a national audience for branding or marketing purposes, please shoot us an email and a member of our team will get back with you. The quickest way to do that is simply email us at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, our email is admin@ltaradio.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. And always, I have to acknowledge and give a thousand thanks to our national listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Many of you tune in live on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And many of you go back and listen to the replay podcast episodes because you're not able to always tune in live to the broadcast on Tuesday nights. And we thank you for that. Many of you tune in to the podcast while you're waiting for your children outside of the tutoring sessions or basketball camp, and you've shared that with us. And thank you so much. Continue to stick with us because we have more original and innovative programming for you in the coming weeks. Well, everyone, it is now time for our signature In the News, and this is when we highlight the top trending news of the day. It has been a very busy day. Quick housekeeping note, Let's Talk America Radio has partnered with SCB TV Channel Channel 182 on the Charter Network out of Georgia for the televised edition of In the News. And if you're out of Manhattan, New York, and you're thinking I'm nowhere near Georgia, no worries. Visit ltaradio.com and simply click on the Vimeo link, and there you can watch the televised edition of In the News. But in the meanwhile, we have it for you right now here on Let's Talk America Radio for tonight. In the news, travel ban back in the spotlight. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed some parts of President Donald Trump's travel ban to go into effect for those foreign nationals who lack any bona fide relationship with any person or entity in the U.S. Now, the court, in an unsigned opinion, left the travel ban against citizens of six majority Muslim nations on hold as applied to non-citizens with relationships with persons or entities in the U.S., which includes most of the plaintiffs in both cases presented to the Supreme Court. Now, according to the court, examples of former relationships does include students accepted to U.S. universities and employees who have accepted jobs with U.S. companies. Now, this is the very first time the high court has weighed in on the travel ban, and we'll actually hear oral arguments on the case later this fall. Now, as you may recall, President Trump's administration has been fighting lower court rulings blocking the ban from taking effect. And we will certainly keep you posted as more details emerge. And finally, in the news, deadly explosion in Pakistan. It is being reported that over 150 people were killed Sunday in eastern Pakistan when they rushed to collect leaking fuel from a crashed tanker before it suddenly exploded. It's believed that the truck veered off the road and fuel proceeded to leak out in large pools. Now, the deadly explosion engulfed everyone around the truck, including women and small children. Now, most of the victims did die immediately, while others did succumb to their injuries at nearby hospitals. And we will certainly continue to provide coverage of this very fatal tragedy. Well, this concludes tonight's edition of In the News. But share your thoughts about any of these trending news stories. Join us on Twitter. My Twitter handle is SS Thornton. Again, my Twitter handle is SSTHORNTON. Join us on Twitter. If you're a news junkie or you simply like to stay informed, which of course is important, join us. We share breaking news stories 24 hours around the clock, okay? You're going to love it. And if you are right now on Twitter, hey, go ahead and use the hashtag LTA Radio to let others know you are tuned in. We're going to be back in mere seconds with our inspirational corner. And then in minutes, I'm so excited to welcome the one and only award-winning journalist. Many of you know her, of course, Meredith Beer. She talks about something very close and near to her heart. Stay with us. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio.
You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio. Stay tuned in.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now time for our Inspirational Corner here on Let's Talk America Radio. And this is when we highlight one motivational statement intended to get you through your week, okay? Many of you have busy weeks, and even if you're listening to us on vacation, after all, vacation can be busy as well. Well, tonight's statement comes from the one and only business guru, Damon John, who's been a guest on this show several times. And he once said, "Everyone has an idea, but it's taking those first steps towards turning that idea into a reality that are always the toughest." Again, business guru Damon John once said, "Everyone has an idea, but it's taking those first steps towards turning that idea into a reality that are always the toughest." And you know, that statement certainly speaks for itself. Many of us have ideas, and ideas are very important. But I once heard someone say recently that you have to move past the point of discussion and move into action. So if you have a great idea, a brilliant idea, awesome, we love it. But we would also love for you to put it in motion. You've got one life, make it phenomenal. Well, speaking of phenomenal, I'm so excited to welcome the one and only phenomenal, award-winning, acclaimed television journalist, Meredith Vieira. She has done a lot and has received a lot of accolades, but there's something still near and dear to her heart, and it's a very important health concern. And I am asking you right now to message a friend or a family member and tell them to tune into LTA Radio now, because we are highlighting something that's very important. And if it doesn't impact you, odds are it impacts someone that you love and care about. You're listening to Let's Talk America Radio, and we will continue to present news, talk, and music. We'll be back on in seconds with the one and only Meredith Vieira.
So far from you.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com. facebook.com/gospelsinger. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those trending issues that impact you, your family, your community, right? And what matters more than your health? And everyone knows the name Meredith Vieira. Of course, she's an acclaimed American journalist and television personality. And Meredith is taking on a new role, working to raise awareness about osteoporosis, a disease that actually impacts millions. And she's joined tonight with the one and only Dr. Susan Bucati, and she's of UCLA Health Department of Orthopedics, rather. Welcome, ladies, to the program.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
So excited to have you on. Now, Meredith, many of us know your name. You're well-known on the television set. Why are you lending your efforts to this very important health cause?
Well, in large part, it's to honor my mom, who has passed away, but when she was in her 60s, she started to develop a Dowager's hump, and I'd never put it made the connection between that and osteoporosis, and neither did she. I just thought it was part of the aging process.
Okay.
Then she had a low-impact fall and broke her pelvis. She chalked that one up to being clumsy. And it wasn't until I was postmenopausal, Shayna, that I went to my doctor for a general exam. He looked at my family history. He told me to get a bone density scan, and sure enough, I have osteopenia, which is puts me at a much greater risk of developing osteoporosis. So I've teamed up with Radius Health to get the word out that we need to educate ourselves about our bones, because now, at least, unlike in my mom's day, now at least there are treatments out there, including this latest one just approved by the FDA.
Wow, awareness is key. But Meredith, I don't need to tell you this. So many people avoid the physician, right, for various reasons, but yet they continue to live in discomfort, in the pain. Any advice for those who say, but Meredith, I just don't want to go to the doctor and hear another piece of news that may not excite me or the family?
Yeah, but you can't, I don't think you can put your head, you know, in the sand on this one. I think that you need to be educated about your health and proactive about your health, because you've got one life to live, and you want
Absolutely.
To live it as well as possible. I think the problem with osteoporosis, Shayna, is two things. One, it's a silent disease. Most people don't know they have it, so they break a bone. And also, it's not something people want to talk about in general, because they think of it in terms of old age, and we don't want to think of ourselves as getting older. But it's
Absolutely.
Important to talk about it, because if you're lucky, you'll get older, and why not get older and be healthy?
Wow, and it is very important. You're right. Dr. Bucati, who can have osteoporosis? I mean, we mostly hear older women, but are others impacted as well?
So women of all ages can be at risk, but people who are most at risk are postmenopausal, and generally that's women over the age of 50. And nearly half of women over the age of 50 will experience a fragility fracture in their lifetime. And once you have had a fracture, you are five times more likely to get additional fractures, particularly in that first year. So we really want to make sure you get identified as having osteoporosis and talk to your doctor and get placed on treatments that can prevent future fractures. And we're fortunate now that we do have some of those treatments available.
I see. So there's a lot that has evolved lately in the last 10 years for osteoporosis. But so there is a link with women who have gone through menopause and fractures and osteoporosis, right, doctor?
Yes. So after menopause and during the menopausal period, women lose bone. And that's one of the things that makes them more susceptible to developing the disease of osteoporosis. And with that bone loss, you do increase your risk of a fracture, particularly if you have a fall from standing height or less and you develop a fracture. We know you have the disease of osteoporosis. So even knowing that, only 20% of women who have a fragility fracture ever get diagnosed with osteoporosis and placed onto treatment. And we really need to change those statistics for everyone.
Oh, wow. And when we talk about osteoporosis, obviously there's someone right now, 28 years old, sitting in her cubicle listening, saying, but, you know, I want to protect my bones long term, but it's maybe something not popping up on the radar in your late 20s. But how can a younger woman in her 20s or 30s or even 40s protect her bones today?
Well, what's really important, especially for that younger woman, is to recognize that she may be at risk and to talk to her mother and her grandmother about osteoporosis and their risk. And just like Meredith, her mother had the fracture. So by her mother having had a fracture, Meredith is at increased risk of developing osteoporosis and potentially getting a fracture. So you want to have a healthy lifestyle. You want to stay active. You want to take calcium and vitamin D. But you also want to be aware when you go into menopause to talk to your doctor about osteoporosis and the fact that you may need treatment, and that we have treatments available, including this new one that was recently approved by the FDA, Tymlos. And Tymlos is an anabolic agent. And here anabolic agents can help to rebuild bone. So here you have something that can help to add bone back into your skeleton and help to prevent fractures, make those bones stronger. As with all treatments, patients need to talk to their doctors to decide if it's the right treatment for them. Now, this medicine may be associated with bone cancer, but it's not clear whether this could occur in people. And some patients who took this medicine experienced dizziness and increases in urine calcium. So you have to talk with your doctor and decide if that's the right treatment for you.
Absolutely.
But also talk to your doctor about exercise, about good nutrition, about activity.
Wow, and sounds like it's never too early to inquire about osteoporosis or other diseases that can impact individuals. Meredith, I have to close with you. We have a lot of women listeners on this show, and so many have written in and they have inboxed us on social media saying they'd love to go to the physician to talk about the health issues we cover here on Let's Talk America Radio, but they don't have the time. How do we balance it all?
They don't have the time? Well,
yes,
I think women make the time for their kids. They make the time for their spouse. They
Absolutely.
Have. I mean, women always put themselves second. And I would argue when it comes to your health, you should be putting yourself front and center. I like going with a friend, actually. I do this for breast exams. We make a day of it. Actually, we go and we have our exam, and then we go have lunch and a glass of rosé, and it's pretty darn nice.
Yeah.
I love it. And then you go back to the real world. I just think it's so important that we educate ourselves, no matter what the health issue is. And in terms of bone health, just to bring it full circle, please, I'm encouraging the women listening to go to bonenews.com,
yes.
and start reading up on your bone health and osteoporosis. Start a dialogue with your buddies. Talk to your doctor. If your doctor doesn't bring it up to you, maybe he or she needs to go to bonenews.com, too.
Wow, such important information. Our health certainly matters. Meredith, what a pleasure. Dr. Bacotti, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you, Shana.
Thanks, Shana.
Bold Favor Magazine is the leadership lifestyle magazine highlighting bold people, organizations, and causes that inspire us to live fearlessly. Feature your business to our email list of 250,000 people all over the globe and on our engaged social media platforms. Bold Favor prides itself on pairing your business with empowering articles and profiles to ensure you are seen and appreciated by people who want to support you. And bonus, advertise with us to feature your product on television programs produced by our parent company at no additional cost. Visit boldfavormagazine.com or call 866-611-3753 to get started today. The future favors the bold. Be fearless.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those issues that concern you and what matters more than your health. We're putting the spotlight tonight on cataracts. Many of you know the word, but do you know exactly what it means and just how common it is? Well, it's clearly known to many medical professionals as the most common eye disease associated with aging. That's right, and so many individuals over the age of 40 have it. But I'm so excited right now to have an expert in this, the one and only Dr. Lawrence Woodard. Dr. Woodard, welcome to the program.
Hello, Shana. Thank you for having me.
What an honor to have you on. You're an expert. You've seen a lot of this. You've treated a lot of this. Just how common is cataracts and why, if we know?
Sure. Well, there are actually 24 million Americans over the age of 40 in the United States that have cataracts, and that number is expected to increase to 50 million by 2050, according to the National Institutes of Health. So as you can see, this is a very prevalent issue. And cataract is actually a clouding of the natural lens inside our eye that happens related to aging due to ultraviolet light exposure from the sun over the course of our lifetime. And cataracts significantly affect our ability to see details and color present in life and affect our daily activities greatly.
Wow, so you said a lot. I mean, and this may be an obvious question to you, but we're not experts like you. Is it something that the individual would know, or they have to go see a medical expert?
Yes, you really do have to have an eye exam in order to be diagnosed with one. But the clues are decreased vision when performing many activities, such as driving, in particular driving at night due to glare-related issues, but trouble reading, trouble seeing the TV, or any activity or hobby during the course of your day where you feel that you don't see it as well as you should, it may be a cataract.
Now, on this show, we cover a lot of health issues. Often, medical experts like yourself, they come in and they will say, well, some groups are more prone to have this. I know cataracts is associated with aging, but do women have it more than men, a certain race?
I don't believe there's ever been a separation based on male versus female, but certainly among certain ethnicities. So African Americans, we have found, develop cataracts at a rate of twice as likely to develop them earlier in life. And also in the Hispanic community, cataracts are the leading cause of vision impairment. And one of the major reasons for that is the presence of diabetes in the two communities, much more prevalently than the general population.
I have to ask this. I know when we cover diabetes or heart disease or even certain cancers, some individuals say it's genetically linked. From your experience, your medical expertise, if my dad has cataracts, am I more likely to have it as well?
Well, not necessarily, because we will all get cataracts if we live long enough. It is a natural aging change.
Okay.
However, development of early cataracts may run in families more commonly. But everyone will get them if you live long enough.
So some individuals right now is sitting in Miami, Florida. They're saying, okay, he's talking about cataracts. And I hear what he's saying, decreased reading ability and at night glare. But they may be discounting all of these symptoms. You know that, because they don't want to hear another piece of medical diagnosis from a physician. But how dangerous can this be? Can this lead to blindness?
Well, cataracts don't lead to blindness that is permanent. They just gradually continue to deteriorate the quality of your vision until the surgery is performed and then your vision is restored. And so that's why there's no real reason to be apprehensive about cataract surgery because we know it provides a very good outcome, and it's one of the most commonly performed surgeries in the country. In a study performed by Alcon on 1,300 patients that had undergone cataract surgery over the age of 60, the study showed that 3 out of 4 individuals were happier and more satisfied and had a greater appreciation for life after surgery compared to before.
Oh, wow.
And the good news is that 93% of those patients advised getting surgery for their friends or family members.
And I've heard through the grapevines of individuals out and about in the community that the surgery is pretty simple, I mean, pretty straightforward in terms of recovery, right?
It is. Well, first of all, it's a very brief surgery, typically only 5 to 7 minutes, and patients typically see better the day after surgery as opposed to before. And so that's one of the things that, really concerns many people and is the reason that they are apprehensive about surgery, because they are worried that their quality of vision will be worse after surgery, and that really just isn't something that should be a concern.
And that's good news, because you know, of course, being a medical provider, that there are some urban myths or rumors out there for certain other surgeries, not related to the eye, but maybe a knee or back, that's gotten a bad rep, where they're saying, I'm in worse pain now, it never improved. But you're saying with the cataract surgery, it's very effective.
Absolutely, it is. Yes, and,
wow.
You know, again, that's why there's such a high percentage of people recommend the surgery once they've had it. Cataracts also can correct other conditions in the eye, such as astigmatism, so that when we perform cataract surgery, we can put in a lens implant that corrects astigmatism, which will decrease their dependency on glasses after surgery. And also, we have multifocal lens implants, which can help patients read without glasses as well.
I love that. And for someone right now sitting in Savannah, Georgia, the ophthalmologist has told them they have cataracts. They've got to move to the next level, and they're not excited about this. Give them right now some words of wisdom why there is hope in the horizon.
Yes, there's definitely hope in the horizon because, your ability to perform your activities of daily living is greatly affected by cataracts, and that's never more apparent than the day after surgery when you all of a sudden can realize what you've been missing over the years. And because the surgery is so brief and so safe and effective, the patient will notice a dramatic improvement and a greater appreciation for life after surgery.
I love that. And just like we've had dental experts come on and say, you just can't say what's cosmetic or eyes or something I don't need to be concerned about. You said there is often association or link with cataracts and perhaps other diseases such as underlining perhaps as diabetes. So it's important to get our eyes checked out, right, as well as our physical fitness.
Absolutely. Because with cataracts, your vision doesn't deteriorate rapidly. Many people don't realize that their vision is decreasing. So having yearly eye exams is important to diagnose cataracts or any other conditions which may affect your vision.
Wow, great information. You've made a great plea why we should be going to our eye doctor. Some of this website, where should we go for more information about everything you spoke about tonight?
Sure. Well, the website mycataracts.com is a great resource, or the phone number 1-844-MY-CATARACT will provide more information about cataract, what a cataract is, and the various treatment options through surgery.
Awesome information. What a pleasure to have you on Let's Talk America Radio, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Lenita Mitchell Blackwell, editor in chief of Bold Favor Magazine, and you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Stay tuned in, America.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those issues that concern you, your family, and community members. Now, as a pro ice hockey star for many years, Brian Beckel proved that determination, resilience, focus, teamwork were very critical. Now Brian is applying all of those concepts to his new goal, fighting relapsing multiple sclerosis. Now, Brian was diagnosed with a chronic medical condition in November of 2016. He and his physician, Dr. Timothy Vanashian, are with us tonight to discuss this and more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us on.
Hi.
Very excited to have you on. Doctor, first, allow me to turn my sights to you. For those who are listening right now, maybe they're in San Jose, California, they're saying, well, I've heard of multiple sclerosis. What exactly is relapsing multiple sclerosis?
Relapsing multiple sclerosis is a disease of the brain and spinal cord in which myelin, an insulating substance for the nerve fibers, is damaged, and that results in various symptoms, blurred vision, double vision, weakness. It's a disease of young adults, and therefore it's something they have to contend with their whole life because it's unpredictable when an attack will occur and where it will occur.
Oh, wow. And, of course, you're a medical expert. I'm not, but I would imagine the treatment plan for relapsing multiple sclerosis would differ from multiple sclerosis?
Well, most forms of multiple sclerosis are relapsing.
Okay.
There's a less common form called progressive MS. There are many treatments for relapsing MS, which is what Brian has.
I see.
And a few of those are highly effective. Tysabri, the medication Brian is on, is one of these highly effective medications.
Okay.
Has risks associated with it, PML, a brain infection, which the person considering that drug has to discuss with their physician as well as the benefits.
I see. But I'm sure you would advocate the sooner someone could get in and collaborate with their medical providers, the more effective treatment plan can be.
That is absolutely true. Because these medications are preventative, the earlier we make the diagnosis and the earlier we start our treatment, the greater the likelihood that that the person we're treating will go on their whole life without any further disease activity.
Wow. And, of course, you're a physician. You see so many patients. But I don't need to tell you, doctor, that there's someone sitting in listening to us right now out of Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe they're having symptoms of this condition or another health condition, and they're ignoring it, hoping it will go away because they don't want to go to the physician and hear yet another diagnosis, which they may consider a label. But I think you made such a great argument. The sooner, the better we can actually address the issue, right?
Without question. I think if someone has symptoms that's referable to the nervous system, they should see a neurologist and be evaluated, because if it is a diagnosis like MS, early treatment is the best option for maintaining the lifestyle that they want.
And I don't want to overlook this. It may be obvious to us, but what are the symptoms out there for MS that someone may should note in their head or certainly speak with a medical provider or neurologist about?
Right. Well, because MS affects, because the brain and spinal cord control everything in the body, symptoms can range from blurred vision, double vision, weakness, numbness, loss of coordination.
Okay.
So any of those kinds of symptoms, I think one should seek prompt attention.
Okay, certainly warrant a visit to the physician. Brian, so honored to have you on. Tell us how our relapsing MS has impacted your daily life.
It hasn't affected my daily life. You know, at the start, it was kind of hard to grasp the concept of, you know, what I have, but to where I was then, to where I am now with all the treatments that I've got, it's going in a positive direction. I feel, you know, normal to what I felt a long time ago, so
wow.
It's going in a positive direction. I'm happy about it.
What a great attitude, certainly. How do you stay so motivated with the fight of MS? For someone looking for inspiration, maybe it's not relapsing MS, maybe it's another health condition or life situation, how do you stay motivated?
For me, you know, what I went through, I've, you know, thought of being the positive first, you know, with my family and my wife through this hard time of our life. You know, to be positive in anything in life, it's going to help. And, you know, that was our first step is to do that. And and we're going in the right direction. We're enjoying what's happening. We're going to be working with, you know, Biogen and pushing my story to help out MS people.
And, Brian, of course, you mentioned your family and your wife. How critical is it for someone who may have a loved one that's been diagnosed with this condition or any other one to be supportive and on board? How critical is that?
It was really critical. I have to give it to my wife. She's the rock of the two of us. You know, when there was times that didn't look very good, that you know, I didn't want to move forward, and she picked me back up and pushed me. And if it wasn't for her, you know, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair today.
Wow, such a great message of hope. And, of course, you recently retired from a very successful hockey career. Of course, hockey has been in the news lately. A few days ago, we all know, of course. What are you up to now?
I'm just going to be hanging out with my family. I got two young girls, watching them grow up. You know, I'll be working with Biogen, you know, getting the story out and helping MS people. And, you know, we have a foundation. Me and my wife, you know, started, you know, a handful of years ago for abused dogs. And hopefully we can find service dogs for MS people. And we're excited to do that.
What great information from you and the physician. Where can our national listeners go for more information about everything you all spoke about tonight?
Yeah, you can go on facebook.com/DeSavory. You know, you can find my story and then what we're doing next.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Brian, for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thorpe. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, we all know that the 4th of July is almost here, and that means plenty of backyard parties and summer celebrations. And here for some timely summer party tips is the one and only Parker Wallace, the founder of a website, What's on Parker's Plate, and the author of a best-selling cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny, A Girl's Guide to Holiday Eating. I love that title. Parker, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Shayna.
Well, excited to have you on. Now, it's the 4th of July, a time when many of us get excited and we're like, yay, we get to see family, but many of us dread, of course, getting ready for those backyard parties and everything that comes with it, including the food. Help us out.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about keeping it simple but also delicious. And,
okay. You
know, the name of my cookbook, Eat Rich, Stay Skinny. For me, my motto is eat a little bit of a lot of things. So you can indulge without feeling guilty.
Oh, and I love that. I do. Now, because you wrote this book for holiday eating, where you know if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or the 4th or Labor Day, individuals tend to really eat more than what they planned on. Even though we're still trying to count the calories and count our steps, we fail.
this does happen a lot. So this is all about planning ahead, keeping it simple, and making sure that you're not spending so much time in the prep that you're not actually enjoying the party yourself. You got to be the hostess with the mostest, meaning the mostest having the fun, too, and not stuck in the kitchen.
And that's important. So do you have any fun and effective and simple, because I know you certainly harped on that word, for adding a little patriotic flavor to that celebration?
Absolutely, Shana. And I always like to start with the vino. It's a must-have at any party.
Okay.
And I'm calling my 4th of July get-together this year a celebration because the starring wine are chilled reds from Stella Rosa. This is America's number one semi-sweet, semi-sparkling wine. And what I love about this brand is that there's so much variety, so everybody can have something that they enjoy.
Oh, nice.
So I've got the original Rosso, red and black, and they've got these really awesome patriotic sleeves, so it really kind of sets the mood for the party. And then they also have these aluminum bottles in the platinum and black variety, which not only keeps the wine chilled, but they're recyclable, which is awesome.
Oh, wow, and that's an extra plus, anything to help with the environment. Now, you know this, that every party has to have dessert. If it's not my kids begging for it, it's me secretly wanting it. What are some sweet suggestions for the 4th?
Well, one thing that I always suggest, especially because I know for a long time, and I shared this on my website, Parker's Plate, I lost 40 pounds by doing some smart substitutions when it comes to dieting and baking recipes in particular. Everybody has got a sweet tooth, you know it. So making a smart substitution with, for example, stevia in the raw. This is my secret ingredient, my go-to for baking. And it makes everybody at the party feel good about what they're eating because you can actually cut calories by replacing half of the sugar in any baking recipe with stevia in the raw.
Oh.
And this is a zero-calorie sweetener. It comes from the extract of the sweet leaves from the stevia plant, and all you have to do is replace half of the sugar in any baking recipe with stevia in the raw baker's bag, and then there's no conversion needed because it measures cup for cup with sugar.
Oh.
And, yeah, you can go to intheraw.com for really great recipe ideas. I especially love this really festive celebration cake that they have listed, and you top it with fruit. It's just a real crowd pleaser, and you know that you can still stay in the skinny jeans the next day.
I was about to say, like you said, eat rich but still stay skinny or slim or at least aim for it, right? That's what we want here in the U.S.
Exactly. And, of course, everything in moderation. But this just makes you feel a little bit more comfortable, especially for your guests who are counting some calories.
Wow. So we don't feel that guilt after we finish that celebration. I have to ask this. What else will be on Parker's Plate this Independence Day?
Well, I like to call myself now Girl Meets Grill. We are currently doing a home renovation, and so all I have is a gas grill to work with for cooking. And so my go-to place for all grilling everything is the Home Depot because they have such, you know, unmatchable value and some of the world's best grill brands like Next Grill, Weber, Traeger, KitchenAid, Vision, and the Cadillac, Shana, of the grills at the Home Depot. It's exclusive to the store, the Next Grill Evolution 5-burner propane gas grill, Mac Daddy. You get so much grilling variety because they have these patent-pending plates that you can switch around, take out, add for maximum cooking options.
Very nice.
And the Home Depot also has hundreds of grilling accessories, anything that you might need.
Wow,
so
to keep it
you
simple.
You get so many phenomenal options. And they also offer free assembly in-store for those of us who are a little bit challenged when it comes to putting stuff together. And you can get shipping, you can get express delivery, and there are also financing and credit options if you have a purchase over $299.
Wow, so different options, not only that will carry us through the 4th of July, but also for other celebrations. We've got Labor Day and some other things coming up as well.
Absolutely. It's a must-have.
Must-have, and we've got to know this. Where can our national and international listeners go, Parker, for more information about everything you talked about tonight?
Thanks so much for asking, Shana. You can go to tipsontv.com.
I love it. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you. Happy 4th.
I'm LaAngela from the Atlanta metro area, and I listen to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
My name is Kayla. I'm 4 years old, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Well, everyone, that's a wrap for this week's edition of Let's Talk America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to join us next Tuesday night, same time, same place, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday. We will continue to offer the latest news and best exclusive interviews out there. And in the meanwhile, do visit our website at www.ltaradio.com. Well, of course, we highlight the trending news. We present great talk, and we love phenomenal music. And tonight, I'm excited to introduce the international debut here for this show, a song by a rapper that's a friend of this show, El Hustle out of Detroit, Michigan. The name of this track is Weekend, Weekend by El Hustle. Thank you for all of the artists who submit musical tracks. We appreciate it. And if you're ever interested in more information of our musical selections, do visit ltaradio.com. Have a great week, everyone. Stay informed and remember the hashtag LTA Radio. We would love for you to use it while we're broadcasting live and in the meanwhile. Check us out. Have a great week and happy 4th of July. Let's Talk America Radio is an entity of Hagen & Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2017. For more information, please visit www.ltaradio.com.
El Hustle.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Barbecues, playing cards, eating some good food. Kids in the bounce house, they making some noise. Infants crawling, they playing with toys. People having fun, yeah, they reminiscing about the old days. So everybody listens to Soul Train lines. Yeah, we dancing, couples booed up, and they romancing. Potato sack races, they throwing rush shoes. Playing bones and spades, or even trump too. Maybe some beer with a Monopoly. No chess or checkers, are you kidding me? It's all good though, we just having fun. No bad news and no using our guns. It's a barbecue, our team's sneaking in. That's how we do it, man, on the weekend. Come to scrapbook, throw back pictures on how we used to look. A grandma in the kitchen, man, you can't lie. You couldn't wait to get a taste of sweet potato pie. Macaroni and cheese, and baked beans. Tell the truth, fam, you made your plate clean. You on your way for seconds, cause you want some more. You better hurry up, the line is out the door. The folk with others playing, and why you looking bright? Everybody dancing, screaming flashlight. We got popsicles for the kids to eat. A Superman ice cream, man, what a treat. Good, clean fun. Ain't nobody fussing. Kids behaving right, so ain't nobody cussing. We looking forward to it. We don't want it to end. That's how we goes down on the weekend. Grandma smiling, it's a wonderful feeling. You know how it goes, there's rules in her house. Even though you grown, you gotta watch your mouth. Sitting in the dining room, that's the way to go. Cause she don't want you lounging on the duffo. Take your shoes off, go and wash your hands. When you enter the kitchen, grandma was not playing. It's you dropping time, she wanna get it in. Pouring out wisdom to family and friends. Up at the round table, all willing and able. Sports center on for those watching cable. With different situations and goals we trying to reach. We love grandma, cause she's willing to teach. That's how it goes down. Used to bring a friend, we do a B.I.G. on the weekend.